Are we on?
Yeah, we're on.
We're on. Okay.
Now, the first bit of this game, Tom, you'll like this.
Don't hit
the space bar. Okay, you ruined my joke. Never mind.
So it's your right for a stupid joke, isn't it?
Yeah, fair enough. How you doing? You all right?
I am like the cow that jumped over the moon.
What's that from? Is that a kid's story or a poem or something?
I don't remember the title. I think there's a cat in it.
Oh, I'm allergic to cats. Hold on. The cow that jumped over the moon. That sounds so familiar. I'm going to Google it right now.
Okay.
Go on. You say hello to the listeners while I do this.
Hi, listeners.
Can I buy you a drink?
No, it's gone. It's good, isn't it?
It's brilliant. Hey, diddle diddle.
That's it.
The cat and the fiddle. The cow. Oh, my God. It's like, I just pictured my childhood bedroom for the first time in God knows how many years. That's really weird. Hey, I want the lyrics. It's the lyrics. Hey, the cat and the fiddle, the cow jumped over the moon. The little dog laughed to see such sport and the dish ran away from the spoon.
No, with the spoon.
According to Wikipedia, away with the spoon.
Well, that's, yeah, the dish ran away with the spoon.
That's what I said.
No, you said from the spoon. Records will show.
Really? Should we pause it now and go back and find out? Is it still recording?
No, we're not pausing it now.
Don't be so ridiculous. I was just checking it was still recording because I live in a state of perpetual fear about everything.
I see.
What's going on with Thomas? Thomas MK?
Huh?
You realise you sound like the South Park guy?
Okay.
No, you... What? Me?
Yeah, because your middle name begins with an M, doesn't it, for mother?
Oh, I see.
So you know the guy that does the drugs, MK? That guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
astounding
information.
Make me happy. Sorry, I spoke. So, look at you all gorgeous. Got a beard this week, listeners. He's looking quite beardy, Tom. Scratch it for the microphone, go on. Yeah, you can hear that's a quality beard.
That feels good, yeah.
It does, doesn't it? You know what I discovered the other day? Dan told me, my mate Dan, that Rubes, the dog, if you scratch it behind the ear, like around like that, like kind of like around the back of it and then like just inside it, she really wants to lick your finger afterwards. She loves the taste of her ear. He did it. He was like, watch this. I was like, shut up, man. He's like, look. And he's leaning around the room with his finger. She's like, man, like, give me it. Is that wax? I want the wax. Freaky fucking dog.
Has he tried picking her nose yet?
I've never seen her have a bogey once, ever.
Really?
She gets a runny nose occasionally. But no, I've never seen her have a bogey.
Oh, well.
I've seen her poo like there's no tomorrow. Oh. We all knew that, but I just picked up a... You know when occasionally you do like a really long one and it's like, buddy, you know, you've given birth to a horse cock there. Do you know what I mean?
Wow, the imagery flying around.
Yeah. Let's go back to the cow flying over the moon. That's much happier, isn't it?
How's your week?
It's good. It's
week,
so much.
2 weeks.
Mortgage
month.
Stuff. We won the FA Cup.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that was amazing. That was...
Oh, you knew. Fabianski
gave it a bloody good go.
Did you cry when they were...
Can I tell you the whole story? It's a relatively good story. Right, because last time we did podcast, we were sort of reviewing the end of the season, but it was a couple of days before the FA Cup final. So that Saturday, I foolishly said yes to a gig for a friend who's a big Arsenal fan as a favour, because he was the best man at a wedding. He didn't even ask me. I just said, oh man, I know you look, you know, he's like, I'm looking for Bannerman Stress. I was like, I'll do it. Fuck it, why not? You know, yeah, what an idiot. Anyway, so it was down in Rochester somewhere. So I drove, I thought, what am I going to do? I'll drive down early, watch it at the venue. Drove down this never to watch it. So I had brought my phone and my iPad so I can tether the iPad and watch it. So I just drove around, like in the middle of nowhere, till I found like a 4G spot, pulled up on like, you know, in a country road, you've got sort of the gravel bits you can pull in to pass someone. Pulled up on one of those, literally it's just two flat fields either side, no civilization anywhere, apart from a tin shack made out of just rust right next to me. It was all very picturesque, bright sunshine. So right, I'm gonna get comfy, this is my home for the next few hours. So shoes come off, whatever. Start watching it, and then like, you know, I'm thinking, right, I'm well up for this. Come on, Arsenal, but silver. Two goals down in 8 minutes, whatever. And I was kind of like, okay. But what's funny is I didn't think it's over. I just thought, this is gonna be a long one. I didn't think it's over. I just thought, oh, we're gonna probably do this, but I'm gonna fucking have kittens. Anyway, so yeah, so we scored. Cazorla's free kick was bloody amazing. Is that important? No. Cazorla's free kick was fucking great the first half, and then Koscielny hooked that second one in, and I was shouting and screaming, and then, you know, I'm sure for like a quarter of a mile radius people could hear me, and yeah, you know, got extra time, and you know, I'm getting balder by the second, out of stress. And then when Ramsey scored the winning goal, yeah, I had tears in my eyes. It was just too much. And then at the final whistle, I sort of drove the 5 minutes. I'd eventually found this spot quite close to the venue. I drove the sort of 5 minutes back to the venue, and my mate Mike, who was this best man, he's a massive Arsenal fan. He kind of just, it was like this sort of Hollywood-esque moment in slow-mo of us running to each other. We're like, we did it! Because it was like the first other fan I'd seen and just having this amazing moment. So yeah, it was a pretty fucking awesome weekend. Like, and what was so lovely, man, is, I know you can give a shit because you win things all the time, but I'd forgotten, because it's 10 years ago since we won the league, and then I suppose next year the FA Cup, I'd forgotten what it's like having the parade. Like the next day, I didn't actually go, but I went to the Heath in the morning with Rach, walked the dog really early. It was still amazing weather. Then a friend in Stoke Newington was like, oh, I need someone to help me move a bed. So we drove over there, like through Finchley Park and around Highbury. And just seeing like all these strangers in Arsenal shirts just all becoming mates. And it was just this amazing vibe around that part of London. It was so lovely. And yeah, we had a big barbecue and I just felt amazingly celebratory. And I still do, actually. I think I'm still kind of reeling from, you know, 9 years of such frustration. And anyway, sorry, yeah, go on about it for hours. But yeah, it was really nice. Are you looking at me going, shut up? Or are you looking at me going, shut up, because we win stuff all the time, apart from last season?
No, neither. I'm just thinking, well, isn't that lovely?
It was. But, you know, like, because, yeah, okay, he's only an FA Cup, but it was just fucking... seeing Arsene Wenger that, you know, like, he was properly happy again. The years just fell off him. You know what I mean? It was amazing. It was so nice to see.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens now.
It will be interesting to see. But
I thought it was a bit, to be a miserable bastard, I thought it was really cringing. I saw a really cringing picture of kind of Arsenal players in shades taking selfies of themselves on a bus and stuff.
Yeah, I find
that all so cringeworthy.
Yeah, but that's just the 21st century.
Is it?
Yeah, would you not think that's what all people would do in those situations?
No, I don't.
They would.
I don't think most people would. Well, that's definitely... I don't think all people would.
Okay, yeah, not all people, because my mum doesn't know what a selfie is, but you and my mum wouldn't. Everyone else, probably. But no, yeah, I know what you mean. But it was just... I think the whole club had forgotten what it felt like to win something and just how nice it feels just to, you know, have won something. It doesn't matter that, you know, we could have done better, we could have had a better season, but as I did make a kind of, like... Like, it's the only time I've ventured a proper opinion about football or anything, really, on Twitter... Which was just because I sort of saw people saying, you know, this Arsenal team aren't quite there, and you know they didn't really play great football in the final, this kind of shit. I just sort of say I had to put it out there. I was just like, look, you know, Wenger didn't just rebuild a team; he's rebuilt a football club. Like no one else has done that. And you know, this part of the story was never going to be a triumphant 6-0 amazing football from the best players on the planet. It was always going to be dragging their sorry asses over the line to start winning again and rebuilding that kind of ethos around the club. You know, it was never going to be glorious. Anyway, whatever. So that happened, which was really nice. A few nice gigs. Loads of mortgage stuff. Doing my tax return and getting the mortgage sorted out because we're trying to buy a flat. Which is just... I just feel so grown up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not ready for...
Yeah, it's just... But we... Yeah, anyway. Well, I went out for a drink last night with Rach and then with another sax player mate and his lovely lady. And they're at exactly the same stage of a, sort of applying for a mortgage as we are. So it was kind of...
Sax players everywhere trying to get houses.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. Where all the money is, obviously. Yeah, oh God, I don't know where to put it all. Yeah, no, so that's all good. It's kind of like the summery vibe has lopped off a bit this week, hasn't it, with all the rain. It's become a bit like walking the dog that's gone back to like having to have a towel in the hallway and wiping her down and all that stuff. And God. Yeah, it's all a bit shit.
Have you heard this? It's going to be the hottest summer ever, or for a long time, or what, here? Whatever the
really?
Hell they say. Yeah,
apparently. Oh, amazing, because I'm not going away till the end of the summer. This is perfect.
Yeah.
Loads of motorbiking and shit, and nothing else. It'd be great.
Yeah.
Lots of nice... Mum, we should do a fucking long hike with the dog.
Yeah.
It's really nice. I've done it. Now she's old enough, you know, you can do sort of like 10 miles or something over a nice day, stop at a pub somewhere. It's really nice.
Is that quite a long way for her then, 10 miles?
In the heat, yeah.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, you got to carry lots of water for her. Man, like, I did one with my family last summer, which was our first big one, and she was a fucking trooper, man. It was so sweet. By the end of it, she was so knackered. Like, I was thinking about carrying her. But what was so sweet was that she was like, you could tell she just needed to lie down, because, you know, she's got lots of black fur. And so she, but she just fucking troopered it, man. She just wouldn't, you know, like, as soon as she saw us getting ahead of her, she'd always want to keep up with us. It was just so sweet. Like, all my family, who aren't really dog people, were just kind of totally won over her by her by the end of the day, were kind of saying... Maybe she'd like some of my sausage sandwich and she'd like give her some of my water, and it was really lovely.
You can take a wheelbarrow or something.
Yeah, put her in it.
Yeah.
I think I should take two and take a chariot. do you know what I mean? Just getting to pull us along. But no, yeah, we should do one of those. It'd be nice. Anyway, we got to do it again. Well, last week, I called the 10-minute special, weighed in at a hefty 55 minutes. But this week, we actually will be a bit quicker, probably, because we've got a new format starting next week, haven't we?
Yes.
Should we talk about that, or should we leave it as a surprise?
No, surprise.
Okay. Well, should we move on to a little chat about today's topic?
Yes.
Which is summer holidays, seeing as right. It's kind of summer holidays. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to get this off my chest first before we do it, right? My parents, and I can't put into words how lucky I am to have lovely parents who've taken care of me and loved me and, you know, provided for me. But what the fuck they thought they were doing for like the first 12, 13 years of my life by dragging me off usually to France every summer to make me look at cathedrals is beyond me. It was like, he's an only child, he's like 10, he likes ball games and computers and like throwing stuff and mud. And
French cathedrals.
Yeah, maybe we should take him to see a load of stonework. Like, why? Do you get that?
Yeah, I just, obviously growing up at Catholic school, I never liked any kind of church buildings of any kind anyway.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly.
A profound mistrust of the whole arrangement.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's like...
I find them a bit evil, to be honest.
Yeah, well, now I can kind of get into the architecture thing, whatever, I can see, like, okay, yeah, that is quite, you know... That's quite cool, you know. If you go and see like a really amazing structure that was built, you know, hundreds of years ago, 1,000 years ago, but not 1,000 years ago, but yeah, fucking hell, you know, just like, look, Rob, look at this. Aren't those windows pretty? All I'm thinking about is a football and breaking them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I couldn't give a monkeys.
Yeah.
So that was like, I have kids,
I'm not putting. Could be a level 9 warlord by now.
Exactly, yeah. Oh man, we've got a new like PlayStation and TV set up at Rachel's mum's place where we're living at the moment, and her mum's boyfriend's brought round his PlayStation, and he used to have a PS2 or whatever, and remembers all his games really well, obviously, because he's a bit older, and he's just downloaded like a load of really old PS1 or like early PS2 games. It's just hilarious coming downstairs to see like the kind of like Warlord 7 game, but it's like you can count the pixels on his huge TV and it's 5.1 sound. It's like, you know, it just doesn't make any sense. But yeah, it took me back to all those kind of like epic games, you know. Anyway, yeah, so my memory of childhood summer holidays are like going off to France, having a great time, never wanting to come home, but also punctuated by these episodes of afternoon boredom where they drag me off to look at some fucking building I wasn't interested in and just find myself thinking, What? Why are you doing this to me? I didn't realize I was in trouble. Are you going to leave me here? Why do we have to whisper? Like, surely the only fun thing to do in here is make a loud noise, make it echo. We're not allowed to do that either. Seemed very unfair.
No, can't think about it. Church buildings, just...
No fun.
Fill me with dread.
Did you ever do camp? Did you ever do Eurocamp? Did you ever do that?
Yeah, I did that mostly.
Yeah, until, we did loads of Eurocamp.
Until a certain stage. I once got a piece of glass in my foot and left it there for a few days.
For a laugh, or?
Because I don't know what.
How old were you?
Probably about 13, 14. I don't know. Old could be anywhere better. Between 10 and 14.
Yeah.
I'd say probably, you know, a bit older. Cause anyway, I just left it there and hoped it would go away. And it didn't go away.
You hoped the glass would go away.
Yeah. It didn't go away. It was very painful and I walked around on it. And then eventually I had to get it sorted out, so we had to go to the first aid thing. And the pus was It's like a big marble at this stage.
Oh.
And
oh God.
They had to take it out with like a little dab of alcohol and they had to like open up my foot.
Oh God.
It was so painful. Jesus. But it was such a relief.
Oh man, I bet.
Get it out, but it was fine.
Man, I remember, do you remember the old Route Master buses?
Couldn't go swimming after that.
You could jump off and on. Do you remember those?
Route Master.
The old buses, the old London buses. No, you know what they look like.
I wasn't around in those days, was I?
Yeah, but you know what I'm talking about.
Rural Hertfordshire.
Yeah, still riding a tractor. But yeah. You know what I'm talking about. I got off one of those ones and stepped on a glass bottle and it smashed. I was like, oh shit. But there was no glass in my shoe or whatever. I didn't think of it. And then like, occasionally, I'd find like a tiny like little bit of blood on one of my sock in that foot. Never thought anything about it. And I told it to my cousin once and I was like, it's really weird. I think I stepped on this bottle, but I felt inside this hole. I couldn't feel anything. He went, give it to me a minute. and just like, he's like, you get on with what you're doing. And he just sort of spent 5 minutes with it. And he looked around and he went, there you go. And he pulled out this fucking massive bit of glass, but just the tiniest bit of the tip had been going through and just rubbing on my foot. It wasn't even cutting it.
Wow.
But yeah, fucking hell. It was like really long. It was like a spearhead, you know.
Wow.
That's a manly way of describing a pretty boring accident, isn't it? It was like being stabbed, mate. Anyway.
Continuously, all day long.
Yeah. Stabbed with a pane of 1,000 glass bottles. Yeah. Man, yeah, injuries are like a feature of childhood holidays, aren't they?
Yeah. And I used to... No, I think actually that sort of thing... I can't remember any other injuries. Just that one.
Good. That's probably good news. Yeah. You ever broken any limbs?
Have I? No, I don't think so. I've broken all my... I've broken thumbs and fingers.
How have you done that? Rugby. Yeah.
Broke both my thumbs. Broke one of my fingers. I mean, when you say you broke a finger, it's a very kind of... different to breaking anything else because
it's like a fractury cracky thing, right?
In the case of my thumb, in fact, I can't remember which one it was now, but I can tell when I do this because it really hurts, although it doesn't hurt at the moment. I'm bending my thumb, listeners, it's not working. it there's like a chip of my bone, of the bone missing. It's probably floating around somewhere.
Yeah.
Actually, do you know what? I think I broke my little toe as well. This is like a weird...
Yeah, bit. Tangent, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. I broke my little toe because I dropped an electric piano on it.
Oh, shit. That sounds like a more recent whoopsie. Yeah, I think I remember you doing that, actually.
It was, mate... I didn't think, it's my little toe. Even if it's shot to shit, you know, it'll still
be... You could lose it and not notice.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I thought nothing of it for about 10 minutes. And after 10 minutes, I was still teaching. And it started to hurt quite a lot. And then I thought nothing of it. I thought, and after a while, I started to feel physically sick.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Because it was... I don't know if it was just because I was trying to ignore it. And, the baby couldn't handle it or whatever. But I had to have like a little break. It's never been the same since. It's like all swollen and I reckon just all the little bones are just all, there's nothing in it, just little bones floating around. Because the thing flattened on my toe, you know.
Shit. Yeah. It's fucking painful, isn't it?
It still looks like a bit of a mess.
Dad pointed out the other day, you know when you like get like a really sharp pain like that, my nail. You know, like I whacked my nail, listener, and I got like a blood blister from doing something on one of the bikes. It's like something wouldn't move, and then I pulled it and hit my hand against the side of the engine. And fucking, and it's that thing where the pain shoots through wherever it is, and it's just going to go to your stomach. Do you know what I mean? But then my dad said the other day, and he was right, and I realized I've forgotten this bit of it. And then it goes to your tongue, and you can like all the nerves in your tongue kind of go as well, because it's just like your body's trying to, I don't know, God knows what, just release it or something. Bloody painful. Anyway, so yeah, man, most of the time it would be like France, sometimes Spain, usually on my own. Like that's like my memory. Like if you say summer holidays, I always think of kids holidays at school. I don't think of like adult holidays. Do you know what I mean?
Oh no, I think of tents and mobile homes in campsites with a beach and swimming pool, and then later on trying to get pissed on said campsite with a bunch of like-minded teenagers,
like-minded retards that wanna,
and then later on there's succeeding in getting pissed with a bunch of like-minded teenagers
and repeat every year.
You
know, my, because you know, like the longest summer holiday you tend to get is the one after your GCSEs, or at least when we did them, because it was like 3 months.
A year I discovered lots of cool music.
Really, I was going to say substances. Yeah. Well, man, me and four mates, we were all in a band together. We went to Amsterdam to celebrate finishing our GCSEs.
I bet you did. Yeah. Wait, let me guess. You smoked a big zoot, fell asleep, and went home after 3 days.
I've genuinely got very little recollection. the bits I remember, I can remember a few things. I can only remember them because I told the stories enough that they're in there now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I remember hiring pedalos and just smoking a lot of weed while we were... I remember realising that I wasn't as fit as I was when I was 13. This is the first time I'd realised was like pedalling really fast in these pedalos and smoking weed at the same time. So kind of getting high, but also more manic and sweaty. And I remember going to a Burger King and eating like four burglars or something, and my mate Chris had the, like, you know, the original, the three mobile, the three video phones, the original ones. It was like, you know, like, I don't know, like 10, 15 centimetres fucking high. We had, he videoed it on his phone because he was like, oh, bro, Chris can video things, bro. Oh my God. So he's just videoing dumb shit like me eating loads of burgers. I remember going to the Van Gogh Museum because on like day three, we're like, we should probably see some, we should check out what Amsterdam's really about, you know. Off our nut, you know. So we went to the Van Gogh Museum and we got to like an interactive bit where it was like, you know, like lots of computers and sort of a few bookshelves of stuff and whatever. And we were all looking around, just sitting down. I don't know what the fuck we thought we were doing. And we were all wrecked for the night before. And I was just falling asleep on this book. And I looked up just in time to see one of my mates' arse go around the corner as they all ran off to leave me there. So I was like, and I had that, you know, the other moment of like, I could go back to sleep and it would be really nice, but I'd probably better get up and go and find them. Because it'd be so annoying. So I had to get up and run around the fucking museum trying to find them. But it was good fun. That was a good summer. I'm trying to think, I can't remember. Like, things like that. Like, the holidays with your mates are wicked, aren't they?
Yeah, I've not done many.
I did one with three other mates. We hired like an old 70s VW camper. And so it was like two of us slept in the van, and there was like a kind of awning thing that attached to a tent that went next. We sort of went, we drove down to Cornwall and back, just kind of, we didn't have like a specific place, we were just kind of going for it. That was really good fun. That was really, really nice. I found I'm really into holidays with vehicles involved.
Well, I used to go, I think later on I used to do sailing holidays with my mum and dad.
Yeah, you told me about this before. What do you do on a sailing holiday?
You sail a boat around. And
no, I feel like a tosser.
And then,
but like a yacht or like a,
yeah,
I don't know,
a sailing yacht, a sailing yacht.
Yeah,
it's not like a motor.
So there's no motor at all.
No, there is, but you only use it for, for mooring.
So is it like you just fucking, you piss off to somewhere in Greece, take one of these boats, and then just, is it really expensive?
Yeah,
but it's worth it.
I think so. Yeah.
So if you did,
I think
like,
you could do it with a group of lads. It'd probably cost you about 700 quid each.
Okay.
For a week.
How big a group?
I don't know. Some places charge by the boat. I mean, there's probably some ways are cheaper than others, but if you can get a boat, hire a skipper, then you're probably, it's probably not too bad.
Skipper?
Yeah.
What's a skipper?
Captain.
A captain. As in someone to actually drive it for you?
Well, you need someone who's qualified to...
Right.
Who, you know, who knows the shipping lanes and isn't going to get you killed, basically.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Because it's quite easy to get killed.
Okay, I'm real for that.
If you don't know what you're doing.
Okay, yeah, I like the idea of having a guy for that, do you know what I mean? That sounds quite sensible.
Yeah, well, my...
So where do you go, have you been?
My dad always did it because he always does it because he's...
Is he qualified to do that shit?
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, you get a thing called a yacht master theory.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so, you know, so many hours of sailing experience.
Yeah.
I'm always trying to sell it to my friends. Like, come on, let's all do this. And they're like, yeah, cool. And I'm like, I don't have the money.
But I think we should all agree that this is a good idea.
Yeah, we should all agree that we should all do this in agreement.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Brilliant. So where have you been?
Greece, Croatia.
Is it true that Croatia is breathtakingly beautiful?
Yes.
Everyone who's been there has just kind of gone, it's just like heavenly.
Yeah, I mean, I saw a very different Croatia, probably. I know I sound like a tosser, but whatever. Because when you're in a boat, you get to places that are hard to get to by road.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you...
Because you can just sail to whichever bit.
And yeah. I mean, to me, it looks much like any other part of... much like any other coast...
Yeah, you know. Yeah, I suppose, yeah, true. So you don't actually go inland that much? What do you spend your days doing on a boat? Just swimming and...
Sailing. It's like, you might sail somewhere for a few hours, stop for lunch, sail somewhere else, have dinner.
But how do you decide? What's the difference? It's all water, isn't it?
Well, we used to
do you know what I mean?
Flotilla. What's that? Which is like a little mini fleet of like eight anything from 6 to 12 boats.
Okay.
So you see the same people in the evenings.
Oh, nice.
But not necessarily for lunch.
Yeah.
Everyone goes to different places.
Yeah.
And you have a lead boat with staff, and they tell you where the good spots are.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Where
it sounds awesome.
Things. Yeah, it is. It really is.
Sounds so
nice. It's hard,
though.
It's not an easy... It's not like a really...
Relaxing?
No.
Really?
No. Yeah. I'm going to try not to go on about it too much, but...
to give you a couple of examples of how it can be hectic. You know, if you mess up when you're mooring up, which is very easy to do, because when you're mooring up, you've got a massive, great big boat that's being blown around by the wind.
Yeah.
And you've got to, you're going to squeeze it between two other boats. If you damage something along the way,
yeah,
it'll cost you a lot of money.
Yeah.
So it's quite stressful in that. But for example, one morning we were moored up. There's not enough room where you are. You have to moor up next to another boat.
Right. Okay.
Which gets dodgy because if the weather gets bad, and you're not moored up next to something solid, then it starts to everything starts to get a bit shaky. Anyway, the boats were, it was getting really choppy one morning. We were in a little harbour, so the weather was kind of funneling in, and all the boats were doing this, and basically from 1 minute, literally within about a minute, literally 60 seconds, we went from going, whoa, this is, we might have to leave soon, to we've got to leave right now. Right now, before all these boats get wrecked.
Jesus.
We almost had to leave my mum there because she was buying. Yeah, we had to leave her to get another boat, or it will, you know,
come back for a while. Yeah.
And we had two anchors off, so one person had to pull up an anchor by hand, and they're very heavy, and then another person had to, you know, Jesus. It all gets a bit like that.
Wow. And then, I thought it was just lying around, like, sunbathing on the deck.
Oh, it is if you're a millionaire and you buy a cruiser and you got staff and...
Yeah.
Then, yeah.
Well, not so much that, but I just thought, it wasn't, like, effort.
I don't know. There probably are those ones as well. But if you're on a sailing, sailing boat, then it's quite really nice. Hectic.
Yeah.
But it's really
good. I do like holidays. I'm up for trying all of them. Do you know what I mean? Like, boats. Like, I've never been skiing. Have you been skiing? I know it's already a summer holiday thing, but...
No, I'd love to do that.
Yeah, because I've got a friend whose parents have got like a flat or like a house down in like a skiing town. She was like, "Oh, we should all go." I had to text her. Like, yeah, about that thing. Yeah, no, I really fancy doing that. Or like I haven't done a really, really long bike trip yet. I want to do like a proper, you know, like a few thousand miles of riding. That'd be really awesome. But yeah, I, man. But then there's something nice in holidays as well about familiarity. If you're doing something like Rachel's family, always they've got a house they've been going to in Norfolk since, you know, it's like where they all learned to ride a bike and what, you know, like they know the.
Oh yeah, I did a few Norfolk things. That's where I learned the ropes.
Okay. I looked at that out for the first time. Yeah, so I like going up to Norfolk in the summers now with her family. That's really nice because there's like, because it's so relaxed because they know what's around there that it's like, oh, tomorrow we could do the. Going into that town or like going to the beach there, or you know, like it's always like a nice, oh yeah, we could just, you know, it's not like, oh, we should go and try this and find out if it's any good. It's quite a nice sort of you know, they always book it for like a couple of weeks, and then because there's kind of the extended family now is something ridiculous, like I don't know, 10 or 11 of us, that, you know, people just come and go in the 2 weeks when they can get there, you know, when they're not working and stuff, which is really nice.
Mate, if I don't go for a piss now,
it's over,
it's gonna be bad.
Come on then, go for a piss.
Right.
I'll do a better job than you did.
I don't know.
Last time I was. So while Tom's going for a piss, I will. What? Why am I doing this? Oh yeah, this summer's cool, because I'm doing some in Norfolk, and then we're going to Barbados, which should be nice. And my plan there, listener, is to find somewhere on the beach that does cocktails. That's it. Maybe go for a dip occasionally, but it's going to be pretty awesome. Might hire a car. Apparently you should hire a car there, that'd be good. I wanted to hire a motorbike, but I've read enough things on forums being like, oh no, you don't hire a bike there. But it's quite cool. I'll tell the whole story in a minute when Tom finishes his piss. I can kind of hear him finishing up now, I think. I hope. But you never know with Tom. He can be really quick about some things, but take a long time to do others, so you know, he could... Could be 30 seconds, could be 4 or 5 minutes if he discovers a book by the toilet or something. I don't know. It's complicated, really, isn't it?
Oh man, either way,
if the weather cheers up a bit, it'll be really nice. I've got really into barbecues recently. I think I've decided that the best summer meal is a barbecue. Nothing more like holiday-ish than doing a barbecue. You into barbecues?
Yeah. And who's not into barbecues? Like saying, do you like food?
Vegetarians.
You can
barbecue and pepper. I know it's really boring.
No, not pepper.
I told you about going to Barbados yet.
No.
On the podcast.
Have you gone? Have you been?
No. Me and Rich are going at the end of August.
Ah, that's funny.
But what's nice is it's for a friend's wedding.
Yeah.
And what's nicer is that she went out to Barbados a couple of years ago for a friend's wedding and met this guy from Barbados out there on the last day and just totally fell in love. And it was like, right, I want to marry him. Well, she's not fussed about getting married, but whatever. So they've been together for like God knows how long. He's been over here twice. It's been really cool. He's like a proper friend now. We Skyped another day and we're like talking to him about what we're going to do, blah, blah, blah. And he's here in London for August, all of August. And then they're getting married here at registry office at the end of it. And then we're all flying out to Barbados. And they're going to get married there because you've got to get married in both places to then be able to come and live here, or for him to come and live here. So what the other thing which is really cool, which I'm proper excited about, is that Amy, my friend, is getting married. I really hope she doesn't listen to this. Shit, she might listen to this. I'm not going to say the thing just in case she listens. But anyway, yeah, it's going to be a wicked, wicked holiday. Like, because I've never been to the Caribbean before. So I'm mad excited. And because Paul knows the island, obviously, is his home. And he, like, people know him there. He kind of knows all the really cool places. Like, he works on a catamaran, mm-hmm. which is where he met Amy. And he, like, I can't remember if it's there or where else. But basically, wherever it is that he goes swimming, there's all these, like, massive turtles. They all know him. Like, they know Paul. Like, they swim up to him to say hello to him. It's fucking awesome,
he's
isn't
blowing
it?
My mind, man.
Yeah, no, he's mad, isn't it?
Yeah, you're blowing my mind.
It's like paradise. But what's fucked up about Barbados, though, is that I've learned from...
Can we just talk about turtles?
Yeah.
Turtles that know him.
Yeah.
Like, big, massive turtles.
I'm pretty sure they're the big ones, yeah. Oh, they all swim up to Paul. It's mad. Oh, and also, the other thing I didn't know, but Rach completely lost her shit about, I think I've said on the podcast before, is monkeys.
She's, oh, yeah.
Like, all the monkeys
she
there.
She almost cried or something.
And that was really when I took her to Longleat for her birthday last year. Yeah, she when she guessed the surprise on the way there, because I was letting her guess once we were on the way, I was like, you can start guessing now. And I was at a safari park. All she did was go, monkeys, 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 for like a good couple of minutes, just kicking her legs against the fucking dashboard and going completely mad. It's quite sweet.
It's great.
Yeah, so we discovered there are monkeys in Barbados, and she just, you know, like, if a dream holiday could get any better, that was it, you know. So yeah.
Monkeys and friendly turtles.
Yeah, apparently it's a thing. So I'm just excited because it's like it's being part of a really cool story and seeing two friends be happy and all that stuff. But also just, I want to go to the Caribbean. I want to check out, I was just saying to the listeners, I want to check out cocktails on the beach. Nice. And not much else.
That reminds me of a chance encounter with an octopus when I was in Croatia.
Is that scary?
Sailing.
How big are
they? One of the good things is once you eventually get sorted out, you can get your dinghy out, which you call your tender.
Mm.
It's got a little motor on it, and then just poodle around drinking beer and being a nuisance, basically.
Excellent.
It is brilliant. But we went out to this island. I don't know. Me and my brothers, we just decided we wanted to check it out. There's nothing there, you know.
Just for the sake of it. Yeah. It's an adventure.
And we got there and we're poodling around and we're all sort of snorkeling and just messing around, going our separate ways for a bit. After we tied it up, and I felt this thing grab my ankle.
Ooh.
It felt like a human grip.
Yeah.
And I was like, ha ha ha, yeah, that's really funny, Jack. And then this head bobbed up about 50 yards that way and went, what? I was like, yeah, all right, Liam, what? Like, literally like that, like some choreographed bit in the movie scene. And I was like, right, okay.
You were in the water, fully submerged.
Oh, yeah. No. I was standing up.
You're standing up.
Standing up in the water.
Okay, yeah.
And I looked down and it was just like a tentacle.
All right.
Tentacle around, like, just a tentacle wrapped around my leg.
Jesus.
And I was like, oh, my God. And literally screamed like a
really?
Little
yeah,
girl.
Really? Yeah, you freaked.
And I jumped into the tender.
Excellent. Yeah.
And then goes, oh, you've been such a little bitch for then. And I was like, there's an octopus. It just grabbed my leg and the two of them. Like, I don't know why.
Amazing, yeah. Are they poisonous?
That's not the end of the story. Oh, we then started trying to prize it out by putting the paddle. Once we got over it, you know, we then started trying to pull it out.
Put out of what?
It's because they can fit in really, they're like mice, they can fit into really small holes.
Right, okay.
Because they can
squash themselves up at
one. Yeah, or whatever. Anyway, it was quite a big one. It had a head like about the size of a
apple.
You know, a little. No, bigger than that. Like a, Once we eventually got it out, but it kind of swam off very quickly once it realised it wasn't going to be able to eat us.
Yeah. Tried though. So, but they're not poisonous octopuses, are they? Like jellyfish?
No, I think, I don't know what the various danger is. I imagine if they're big enough, they could probably drown you. But this definitely wasn't going to happen in this case. but it was big enough, and you know, you could have a fair little tussle with it if it really felt it had to. But I doubt it would take the risk. But yeah, we were trying to we'd put the paddle in front of the hole and then a couple of tentacles would come out and wrap round.
And then we'd
be too sheepish to try and grab a tentacle.
And pull it out. There's something quite freaky about them, isn't it?
You try and pull it out of the paddle, but then it would just let it go. Be like, no, I'm not having that.
And then
eventually it just suddenly swam off. Suddenly came out and just swam. Anyway, to make matters worse, when we got back, we were walking along the quayside where all the boats parked, and there was a little Croatian kid who must have been about 8 wrestling with a bigger octopus, like trying to kill it basically.
Jesus.
For lunch.
Oh my god.
For dinner, sorry. And we were just like, wow.
Okay, we're pussies.
We are so gay.
Yeah. This little kid's going, come on then, bring it on.
Yeah, there's all these old men like sitting around watching him, you know.
I just remembered something I was going to say at the beginning, because you said gay. My family friends got married this weekend to a gay marriage. It was the first fun function I've done in I can't think how long.
Oh god,
it was such a laugh. Like,
why aren't functions fun?
It was so nice because I was just so happy with them anyway, and I just booked 3 wicked guys, all lovely, you know, and you know, just played whatever we fancied and they loved it. Everyone was dancing like, you know, often in a function like the first set's quite quiet, second set they start dancing. People were dancing like from the off immediately. It's awesome. Man, or someone else this to me as well. Like, I've done like a civil partnership and like one gay wedding, so I've also done a couple of gay weddings now. They are the best vibes. I don't know why, maybe it's just. I've no idea. I don't know what it is.
I've not done one.
Flipping awesome, mate. It was so good. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. Are you doing anything this summer?
No.
Nothing at all. Go somewhere.
No, I can't afford it.
Yeah, you don't need to afford it. Just camp or something.
I'm going to a festival. I might go surfing. If I've got enough money, I'll do it. I'll go surfing.
Down Cornwall somewhere? Or?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Cool.
But, you know, we'll see.
We will see.
What about you? Apart from Barbados.
Barbados, Norfolk. And, yeah, I think I'm going to go and do the Snowdon Horseshoe with my cousin as well in July.
Oh, yeah.
We did it together about 10 years ago.
Do you know where I'm playing on Tuesday?
No.
Forget. No, anyway, finish your story.
He and I climbed it, yeah, probably the best part of 10 years ago, maybe 9 years ago. We went and did Snowdon, and we had 3 hours sleep, drove to Wales, climbed it, and I was completely destroyed. But it was great fun. But yeah, I think we're going to do it over, you know, a couple of days. Well, do it over one day, but kind of go up the night before and stay in a B&B or something. Yeah, no, it should be nice. So I'll do that, and I'd really like to do a weekend or a couple of days on the bike going somewhere, but I don't know. If it's amazing weather, I'm just going to have to say to Dan or someone, look, let's just fuck off for a few days and, you know, just go anywhere.
Stay in a B&B or something?
Yeah, you know, just go somewhere for the fuck of it. Just to have a bit of an adventure. But what are you going to say? A Tuesday you're playing?
Stamford Bridge.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you reckon you could smuggle in a bomb or some kind of plastic explosive?
I was thinking, yeah, it's probably going to be horrible, isn't it? Just because it's at Stamford Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably going to be horrible people.
Well, it depends what's the gig.
I don't know.
Is it just a function at Stamford Bridge?
I think so, yeah. Probably got nothing to do with anything. Should be interesting.
Man, imagine how much money they make from renting out the place for functions every year. Then think about what percentage that is of any of their wages, John Terry or whoever. It's a bit ridiculous, isn't it? Yeah, a bit mad. Anyway, are we done?
We're done, yeah.
We're done. Cool. All right, see you next week.
Bye.